Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how God will come to our rescue when we're in trouble. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God to the Rescue. Written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Psalm 69:16-18, NIV. After driving over a pothole, one of the tires on my car went flat. I called for roadside assistance and was advised that a tow truck couldn't get to me for nearly 3 hours. There was no spare tire in my car, and none of the agents I spoke with on the phone could send assistance any sooner. But as soon as I hung up with customer service, I contacted God. In my roadside prayer, I asked God to rescue me by sending help as soon as possible. I had only just finished praying when a call came in from a towing company that had Blessed in its name. The representative told me he got my information from the roadside assistance company. While he didn't have a tow truck available then, and I had no spare tire, he said he thought he could use a tire repair kit to help, and he was just a few minutes away. He did show up quickly, and remarkably, he successfully repaired the tire with only a simple kit. As I thanked him, I told him that I loved the name of his business. I'm blessed every day, so I wanted to thank God by choosing that name, he said. That's great, I replied, and God is using you to bless me today. As I drove safely on the patched tire to the dealer for a tire replacement, I was overcome with gratitude that I wasn't stuck by the side of the road for hours waiting. Even when customer service agents couldn't help me, God could. God came to my rescue by answering my prayer for quick help. Psalm 69:16-18 NIV presents an urgent call for God's help. It asks God, in his love and mercy, to provide quick help during trouble. That's exactly the same type of help I received after my urgent prayer. Whenever you're in trouble, you too can count on quick help from God. It may come in a way you don't expect, but God will send it to you. Jesus tells us in John 16:33 NIV, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." God's power is enough to help you overcome any type of trouble you'll ever face. Not only will God rescue you when you ask for his help, but he'll do so right on time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 NIV says that there is a time for everything. And 2 Peter 3:9 NIV declares, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise." God's timing is perfect. He knows just the right time to send help whenever you need to be rescued from a situation. So the next time you find yourself in trouble, don't hesitate to reach out to God for the help you need. You can trust God to set a rescue plan in motion as soon as you pray. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on how God will come to your rescue when you're in trouble, consider these questions. Think back to a recent crisis in your life. How did God come to your rescue then? How can you deepen your faith in God to increase your trust in His ability to help you through the next crisis you encounter? How can you build a habit of turning your worries into prayers so you're well prepared to seek God's help in times of trouble? What steps can you take to let go of your worries and surrender your concerns to God, trusting that He will work out everything for your good? In what ways can you rely on God's promises and faithfulness to provide you with the strength and courage you need to face everyday challenges? How can you seek support and encouragement from other believers to remind you of God's love and presence in your life, especially when you're dealing with a troubling situation? Further reading. Psalm 34, 17. Psalm 46, 1. Isaiah 43, 2. 2 Corinthians 1, 10. Hebrews 13, 6.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.